Florida's candidates for U.S. Senate met in their one and only debate last night at Nova Southeastern University in Davie. Here with that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald is Phil Latzman.
Thanks very much, Wanda. Good morning. Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson and his Republican challenger, U.S. Congressman Connie Mack IV, locked horns just like the two presidential candidates did the night before. The two sparred on a variety of issues such as taxes, health care, immigration, and their voting records in Congress.
Why don't you explain how you don't show up to work? Senator Nelson, what you just said is not true.
Foreign policy topics touched on the Cuban embargo, where both candidates did agree it should remain in place. Senator Nelson says it's had some positive effects.
We clearly should allow family members to travel and to take remittances, and that has been expanded, but not lift the embargo.
Mack says Fidel Castro and his brother Raul are brutal leaders.
We should not lift the embargo to help fund someone who wants to hurt his own people. Now, Senator Nelson has voted to weaken restrictions.
In the audience was 19-year-old Broward College student Iris Cairo. She says she wishes both candidates were a little more specific.
Just give me a straight answer. No, they just decided to walk around it and go around it and kind of get back to each other in a feisty way, which was interesting. However, there was no answers.
Also watching the two at NSU is Chris Ishmael, a 30-year-old Army sergeant, as well as a student at Broward College. Ishmael says Senator Nelson won him over by talking about his obligation to serve Floridians.
I know, coming from, you know, drill sergeant Army, always talking about fight, but I mean, in politics, we're not here to fight, we're here to serve. That's the whole point of politics.
And recent polls do show Senator Nelson leading Congressman Mack by an average of 7 percentage points, but Mack has been closing that gap in recent weeks. Nelson is getting support among Florida's crucial I-4 corridor, and in South Florida, Mack is popular in North and Southwest Florida. Both in the Senate and in the race for president, jobs remain the number one concern of Floridians, with the state's jobless rate a full point above the national average. So far, our dispatches from the Swing State Project has brought us quite a cross-section of Floridians in political issues, talking health care with a fire juggler, foreclosures with an oysterman, and recession economics with a psychic. But any array of strange professions leaves out a very significant part of Florida, the 8.8% of workers currently without jobs. In a West Palm Beach cigar shop, the dispatches team met Manny Perez, a friend of the owner who is currently unemployed.
I was a midnight concierge at one of the local condos in Palm Beach and got laid off after a certain period of time.
Perez likes President Obama, but he thinks he's done as much as he can to help bring the country together and get it working during an extremely contentious time.
It's not a question whether you're Republican or Democrat. It's about them forgetting about the parties themselves and bringing America together and working together. And you don't see that, especially in election year.
And Perez says people just want politicians to forget about the parties and get Americans working again. And for more dispatches, including that story and everything else that's up there from Kenny Malone and Patrick Farrell on their journey, you can visit our brand new website at WLRN.org. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.